USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The law and the facts of the case determine the outcome of cases.
President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day two of her confirmation hearing, Republicans have accused Judge Jackson of having a left-leaning bias in her judicial philosophy. She had bipartisan support in her previous appearances before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including last year when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. There isn't much hope right now for a ceasefire in Ukraine. That's according to French officials who say President Emmanuel Macron spoke with leaders of Ukraine and Russia. A statement noted Macron will keep up his efforts on that front. He and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for about an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
When you look at the magnitude of the tornado that swept through Jack County and know that there are no fatalities, it is a miracle.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, shortly after signing a disaster declaration after a series of tornadoes barreled through the state, leaving one person dead and many without shelter. Abbott explains how the declaration will help the recovery efforts.
It will provide the capability of either waiving certain rules or regulations or accelerating the timetables that will assist local communities like here in Jack County for them to be able to rebuild and get things going a whole lot faster.
Mike Tirico is headed to NBC's Sunday Night Football. The veteran broadcaster will take over for Al Michaels, who is expected to join Amazon for Thursday Night Football. Tirico will join forces with Chris Collinsworth. ESPN recently hired longtime Fox broadcasters Joe Buck and Troy Aikman away to cover Monday Night Football for the network. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United States is continuing to pile sanctions on Russia.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets among examples without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Americans are increasingly frustrated and concerned about rising costs for goods and services like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the Biden administration's reported solution for rising gas prices.
Several weeks ago, the Biden administration entertained the idea of suspending the gas tax, but only long enough to give Democrats cover at the polls this coming November.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. At the closing bell on Tuesday, the Dow gaining 254 points to close at 34,807. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.